Hello.
There we go. We got a whole fresh timer going. We got a whole new hour. So Facebook, one of the really cool things that I like, I'm with you. I do not do personal shit on Facebook. I have an account, but I don't, no, it's not for me either. But for business, it actually works out pretty good these days. So now with their new branding, I guess they're Meta now. They'll always be Facebook to me, but whatever. They got their metaverse, but it works good for business. So one of the reasons why I like it is the retargeted ads, which you've probably experienced if you didn't know what they were called. Good example, a couple of weeks ago, I needed jeans. I'm tall, so my local store didn't have the right length. So I went onto Wrangler.com, got my jeans, no problem. But since then, everywhere I go, my Google, my Amazon, my Facebook, the game I play before I go to bed at night, I see ads for jeans everywhere. So your ads will be retargeted the same way. But what's really cool about that is those views, those impressions, you don't pay for. It's all free branding and free advertising. So it only counts against your monthly ad dollars when they do finally click on your ad. But what we found is when they do click on your ad, they've seen you a couple of times. They feel like they know you, and they click and they call you, and they don't go kicking tires and calling every plumber in the country. So they turn out to be pretty good leads. And just to give you an idea too, we'll write, run, and manage the ads. We can target them really, really narrowly. I mean, wherever.
So everybody on Facebook will see it. Everybody that has a Facebook in the area will see it.
Yep, exactly, exactly. And
how much is that? And how many calls do you think that will generate?
So for just $100 a month in Facebook ads, and I mean, it's literally a dollar for dollar. The $1.99 would become $2.99, and we buy $100 in Facebook ads for you each month. And each click through or each lead only costs maximum about 50 cents. So for $100, that could be up to 200 new leads. And we can target those in wherever you want them targeted. We can go by age range, income range.
And that's $100 a month, and whatever I don't use gets credited to the next month.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so we'll definitely do that. And that's of course. We'll definitely do that.
Okay.
I mean, if it's actual ads and they cost 50 cents, like a professional ad, I didn't know it was only 50 cents to run a professional ad, like saying click and click.
I know. Well, you know, they never used to have those retargeted ads, and those are what really help a lot because have you seen an ad? Have you searched for something and then had ads for it following you around?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of, after a while, get to feel like you might know them a little bit and you can trust them, and that's who you should call when you're ready for that service. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's some kind of... Something shifted in people's, I don't know, thinking these last, you know, since the pandemic started. It's just it's a whole culture shift of some kind. But, okay, so now the one thing we haven't talked about, Dylan, is those charges would apply for each location. We can't do unlimited locations for just the $2.99 a month. For all of them. So it'd be for each. Is that fair?
And what do you mean by that, the $2.99?
So it's $1.99 for the local programming, and if we add the Facebook on there at $100, that makes it $2.99 a month, right? That would be for each location. So we'd have to set up each location as a separate account basically.
So it wasn't $100, it was $200 each location.
Correct. So it was, before we added the Facebook, it was $1.99 a month, and then a one-time $99 setup. Yes. And the website for each, what's that?
Which was weird because that's what I was spending a month, was $100 a month on the SEO.
Oh, gotcha.
highest that I ever paid was the last one. It was the last one. 4 out of 5, I paid $100, and the last one I paid, it was $150. That's what I was paying.
Wow.
I'm like, shoot. So you guys are $200. And he's, I don't know what to do. I need to smoke.
Another smoker.
Yeah.
I smoke too. That's why I like working at home, because I can smoke while I work.
Well, I don't smoke nicotine either. I'm not talking about nicotine. I'm talking about marijuana.
Oh, well, we have that here too in Colorado.
Oh, that's a good one. I heard they got actually one of the best in Colorado. I always thought it was Cali, but I keep hearing Colorado. I don't know if it's Cali or Colorado, but I think those are the two top states.
Colorado is pretty darn good. I can't say it over a recorded line. I'll leave it at that. We're good. We're good, Dylan.
I get where you're going. I gotta try it sometime for sure, though. Yeah. For sure. It's just a budget. I'm trying to see. I don't know what to do right now because it's like,
well,
shoot.
What if we do this? Which is your best location? Where do you get the
most? Well, the office. I get the business at the office, but it's like in my mind, I'm going to be paying double for one, and I'm going to be getting that much less calls.
Is that the Southgate?
No, that's Dearborn Heights.
That's Dearborn. Okay. So what I was going to suggest, what if we do Dearborn, take it in steps. I mean, you are kind of starting over. It's unfortunate, but maybe that's the way we go.
Too. You know, I only need one.
Right.
I only need one Facebook, so I know I'm only
doing
$100.
There
so,
we go. Okay. So here's what we could do.
For the two locations is Facebook.
Right.
And
so we could do. And you know what? Let me play here a minute. See what I can do with some numbers and some promos and some package switching.
And keep in mind, I literally I plan on having like 10 locations. I'm not trying to go for, I mean, not 10, 20. Like 10 should be like, I'm going to call back and get 8 more locations. By the end of this year, I'm going to have you 8 more addresses because you need physical addresses. I will get physical addresses for you. I will make sure I got to have at least 10. For sure. I only need one Facebook. Hopefully Facebook is good to where I can even bump it up. You know, I wish it was Facebook that was the biggest, and then I'm only doing Facebook, and I could set a $200 budget or a $500 budget a month, and I'm getting a ton, you know, of calls through just Facebook. I hope that's the case. I hope that I was wrong, and I was crazy for saying that, but I don't know. I still feel like maybe it's not that great, but I've seen the ads on Facebook. Maybe we're still talking about different ads, but I've seen professional ads and the preview of, and they're talking about the product, and it's pretty good. And I always wondered about it, and I'm glad that you got offered it.
They're very effective. So Dylan, I was just playing here. Given that you do have two locations, let's do this. I can discount the one location down to $149 a month. Do the second, whichever location, doesn't matter. Would still be on the $199 plus the $100 for Facebook. I'll waive one of the setup fees, so you're only paying one setup fee for both locations. So you would be then reducing all of that down. You'd be at $448 a month for the two locations and a one-time $99 setup. And any other locations you add after this, talk to me, not the techs, and I'll waive your setup fee on every one of your other locations.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
I got something in mind. I like that. That's a good offer. Here's ideally what I have in mind, if you hear me out.
Okay.
I would like to obviously do the Facebook. That's in there, obviously. The two locations. I would ideally like to spend the $149 per location with no setup fee, ideally. And then I would even like to try the Google, what do you call it? I'm still kind of on the fence about it. That Google guarantee, like for the $400, I'm like, I'm like on the fence about it, but I'm like, I don't know, because I'm like, I'm shit scared. I'm like, I'm literally shit scared.
I'm sure.
Like,
yeah.
I had Google
I don't doubt
take $1,800 from me in 2 weeks, and I didn't get a single call.
Wow. Now, was that,
yes.
though, that was the pay-per-click ads, though, right?
Yes.
Every time you
so
had
you
a call.
So you
got
to understand, I got raped by Google, like
yeah.
actually raped. Like, they pulled down my pants, they took me in the truck, they said they had a puppy to find, there was no puppy, and I got dropped back off, and they gave me my clothes back, but I still got raped. And it's not right.
Well, you know,
raped me. $1,800
I actually,
in 2 weeks.
I don't even, it's available, I could sell the Google ads, but I don't. They're just not, to me, in my personal opinion, the Google ads, the pay-per-clicks, are not very good. The Google Guaranteed is really good. So if you want to go that route, I mean, if you want to do a per lead.
They said I had so many views. I had thousands of views. I had multiple clicks. But I'm like, I said I didn't do not one job.
Yeah.
I said
no, that's...
not one. I didn't make half back. I didn't make $400 back to pay them. I didn't even make $400 from the $1,800 I spent. Total, grand total from all the jobs, while there was one or ten, I didn't make
wow.
nothing. Like, they took
yeah.
$1,800 from me.
Wow.
Just like that.
You know, part of it, too, one thing that really does make a big difference is who writes the ads and how they write them. So, for example, we have one team that's all they focus on is Facebook ads and Facebook exposure, so they're very specialized in it. And the same goes for the Google ads. That may be part of it, although I've still never been a real big fan. I don't sell the Google ads. I just don't. I stay away from it because I don't like it personally. But I've seen Google Guaranteed work, and I've seen the local programming work. So, and the Facebook too. I've seen that work in a big way. But yeah, the Google pay-per-click ads, nah. Those are the tire kickers. That's why I sent so much out and didn't get much in return. It attracts tire kickers, I'm afraid.
For
so
sure.
I wouldn't have you spend your money there. For their minimum monthly spend on Google pay-per-click ads is $300 a month, where on for your Google Guaranteed it's $100 more at $400. But
and you said Google Guaranteed is way better.
Oh yeah, by far.
But like. I'm just really worried because I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, still, you got to think about it. $400, okay, that's guaranteed 13 calls. I get it, which is not a lot. I'm guaranteed it. So I got not – no, now that 13 calls for that Google Guarantee, I got to go out and do it myself. I can't even afford to send my guy out. So for those calls, I got to pay to try to hurry up and rack up money to put back in the system so we're not
– oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
So I have to do those calls because there's not enough money to be made to send my crew out there to do it, you know. So ideally I'm trying to get them taken care of to like where they could get on the calls. And then like from there, I could take whatever's extra to get us even more out of depth and make it to where we're that much. But it was weird because like I was saying with the other company, I felt like we was getting less calls, and we was because he sold a location. And I was wondering
yeah.
that, and I checked, and I'm like, it's just all gone. It's just, it's like, oh my gosh, all the years I put, all the reviews I got them. It's like everything's gone, and I'm restarting again. I'm talking about signing a few. I gotta throw up.
Well, and we'll set you up the right way so that you don't come back down again, you know.
And I gotta hope, like I said, I just gotta hope in 4 or 5 years or 10 years or 1 year, you guys are still in business.
Oh, we'll still be here. We'll still be here. 17 years? Come on. No, we're sticking with it.
You would think. Like I said, I had 5 SEO companies, and I never wanted to drop a single one. Every single advertisement that I signed up with, from Angie's List to Yelp to Home Advisor to when I did Google, when I did the 5 SEO companies, I never intended on not paying or not continuing. Yelp,
sure.
Yahoo, Bing, all of them, they all didn't get me the calls. Even Angie's List, I didn't have enough to pay them back. Angie's List is billing me, and like I can't afford to pay them. Like I didn't make the amount of money, even me going by myself on the calls to pay them. And then like I got to find myself doing other contracted calls through other plumbing companies to pay my own advertisement.
Yep, I know. I agree. Angie's has become a bigger and bigger sham. I'll just say sham instead of scam.
It's
but
crazy. It's all crazy. It works for my father. My father's on Angie's List. I know another company. It works for me.
Sometimes.
I had good reviews. I was with them for a while, and I don't know. I wasn't making. I told them multiple times, I'm paying you guys. Like, my phone, when it rang and said Angie's List was maybe once a month, so you got to think about that. I'm paying a monthly bill. I'm getting 1 to 3 calls a month, and they're charging me, you know, that's like, I can't survive. Like, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how they're doing it. So another thing that people are doing is they're calling up, and they're signing all, there's thousands of plumbers. There's thousands. So signing up. Yeah, you keep dropping and losing plumbers, but there's thousands to replace them. You lose one plumber, there's ten plumbers that will take that spot right next to it. But it's like it's not the plumbers. I don't think that are it's the advertisement is the problem. The only one thing, that's why I stepped away from Plumomatic. The last 3 years, I stepped away. It wasn't until the last 2 years I stepped away, not 3 years. I've been with them for 3. I dropped them in 2 years because we doubled locations. I went from 5 to 10 locations. Why would I want to deal with Angie's List, Yelp, Bing, and Google and do that all myself when I got
right.
location? You know, I said, screw phone. I'm done. I'm doing this. I don't know what to do.
Well, let's get you set up and get you back on track, Dylan. Get those leads coming back in. Get some business coming back in. Get you back on solid ground again.
Are you able to help me out and do something like that for me?
Do which?
What I mentioned before. With the locations, with the 2 locations. The 149 per location, if we could waive the center fee. I'm literally, like, I'm broke. Like, I gotta go and find out how I'm gonna get you that money. Like, I know you still need money, and I gotta find you that money. The startup fee is like, I've been out of work since the 15th, and I got 5 guys below me calling me saying, when's business coming back? And one family just moved to Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
I would love to hug you right now for that. Thank you so much. Cause like, you don't understand. Like, I'm screwed. Like, I don't know why this happened. This shouldn't happen to any human being in the world. Not even Hitler. This deserves to happen.
No.
I swear.
No.
Not even Hitler.
I agree. Absolutely.
So like, why this happened to me, I have no idea. But it lost.
I don't know. Good things happen to, or bad things happen to good people sometimes.
I guess. And I'm want to call back and I want to give you guys more business. I hope to call and give you, is this your direct number? Is that
yes.
for you? Okay, I'll save it. What's your name too?
My name is Gail.
And it's,
and you know what?
313-324-6210.
Oh, yes, we operate on a VOIP, so I'm going to text you my extension and everything here. Give me just a sec.
Okay. Just so I got you saved, so who I talked with, you know?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm sending this to you anyway. We'll go ahead and get started getting you set up. So that's my contact info, so definitely put me in your phone. If you ever have problems, questions, concerns, ready for that next location, let me know. And then I'm sending you our customer service. That's going to be who you'll deal with the most. But know that I'm always here, and I take all of the calls I get. If I'm on the phone, leave me a message, and I'll call you back, okay? Usually within the hour. All right, Dylan, so I've got to grab another screen here. And then, so what we'll do is we'll get Dearborn Heights set up first. And we'll set it up with the Facebook. So for Dearborn Heights, then, it'll be $149 a month plus the $100 for Facebook, so $249. No setup fee. And then for your other location, it'll just be $149 a month. No setup fee on that. Wait a minute. One of them has, no, neither of them have setup fees. That's right. So the other location at $149, no setup fee, no Facebook. That way, if you ever want to amp your Facebook advertising up, we'll just do it off of Dearborn Heights because it really doesn't matter which one we do it from, but, so that you don't have to have the minimum for each location because we can take that original account and focus those Facebook ads literally anywhere, wherever we want to. So that sounds about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dylan is D-I-L-L-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, hon?
Gaber. G-A-B-E-R.
Okay. And your email address?
It is plumomatic123@AOL.com.
Whoops.
It's without the dashes.
Plumomatic. Plumomatic 123.
Yep, at AOL.
At AOL. Okay. And then on the credit card that you're going to use today, I don't need the digits yet, but does your middle initial appear on that card?
Yeah.
And what is that, please?
Oh, wait, let me check, actually. I don't know.
I know, I never do. I have to look at mine. Some have it, some don't.
No, they don't.
Okay. Now they make us make sure it all matches exactly. I gotta check. Okay. I'm doing some fill-ins here on my end. And then I assume 313-784-1809 is the best number to reach you.
Yes.
Okay. And is that also going to be your business line?
For that location, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then... apparently, I can't type today. All right, so now, of course, plumbing is a broad category, so... any of the services that you offer under plumbing, we can use as keywords. So what do you want to show up for on the map besides just flat plumbing?
So plumbing, plumber, and then if you could put even, like, the cities, too, like plumbing in a couple cities, so just in case somebody, like, does like that, I should pop up. Like, if you could put, like, the city, like, so plumber, plumbing, and then plumber, Dearborn Heights, plumber, and, like, if we could list, you know, a few cities.
Okay, all right. I'll put it in here. I don't know if they can do it or not, but if they can, then they certainly will. What was the other one? Oh, Southgate. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then let me grab some more info over here. Some of what I have to do is copy-paste and double-check and make sure we don't have typos. Mm-hmm. All right. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. They look, yeah, they're booked today. So let's look at Monday.
What's the onboarding call?
Oh, good question. I didn't go over that. So it's we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be in front of your computer. I'm gathering everything from you now that your tech will need. So this is a meeting with your tech just to go over, you know, what particulars, what you want in your website, what you don't, get you into your dashboard, where you want to focus your Facebook ads, what income range, you know, what criteria we want to put your ads in front of for Facebook.
Okay.
So I like to set these up at your earliest convenience. I don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And that phone call really kicks everything off. That's where we dig in and start working right away.
Okay.
So let's see. Monday, the earliest one we've got is 11, but then I've pretty much got every hour on the hour after that all the way through 6 o'clock.
We could do Monday at 11. Well, I mean, I'll probably be I got to take the phone call, and we might have to reschedule, but I still like to try to take the phone call as soon as possible, you know, because I need time. Is like, more time passes, the more broke I'm getting.
So, right. Okay. So
I got to start it immediately for sure, as soon as possible.
Okay.
So, yeah, if it's Monday is the earliest, I'll do Monday.
Okay, I'll set it for Monday at 11. Let me build that calendar appointment quick. Helps if I copy and paste the right things. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if it's going to cooperate this time. There we go. All right, and then if I get your email address in here, I'm going to send this calendar invite to you, and I'll ask you to open it up and then hit the yes option, and that'll hold your spot. All right, and that is on its way to you. And so the it's goofy. It's internal coding. The subject line is you got it. Okay, good. Okay, good. And
I see it.
What's that?
What is this?
What you got?
I'm trying to open up now. There's a bunch of stuff.
Oh. I'll let you get that one open before I send the next two. That way I won't goof you up too bad. Did you get able to open it?
I don't get what this is. I'm trying to click on these. It's like, oh, let me see. Okay, so I don't get what I'm looking at. It looks like Delaware National Bank. It's a ruler. It looks like over a bowl with like dirty or something.
Oh, that's not us. That's not us.
Are you Kim Gibbs?
No, mine will come from G. Buskey at either Local Splash or our sister company, Relevant Ads. You know what? It might have gone into your junk.
Let me see. They try to go back. G Buskey at Relevant. It got to be this one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, reply. Yes. I clicked yes. Hold on.
Perfect. The
calendar. Now I got to sign in or something?
Let me see. It might have already updated on this end, and that will be good enough if it did. Nope. Do you use Google Calendars?
It wants me to sign in with Google.
Okay. Use your normal Google login. Hopefully you remember it. I never do.
Yeah, I'm already signed into a Google thing though. That's not with Google. That's with AOL.
I gotcha. Okay, so go back into that email. Go down a little bit farther. See if there's an RSVP button.
There's two pictures of calendars. Let me open that. Maybe that's something. Let me. Calendar. Huh. Hello.
It says Monday 11 to 12. I could save it to my calendar, but I don't think it's going to let me. I don't know if that's going to accept it. Save to calendar is not going to be like an accept.
Well, give it a try once. Maybe it'll work for us.
I just saved it.
Okay. Let me see if it updated. Huh. Nope, it didn't. So back in the original email, you hit yes, and then
it wants me to sign it with Google, but that's not like a thing through Google. I mean, that's not like through Google, that email. That's through AOL.
Well, the email I sent you is through Google Calendars. So that would probably, that's...
Yeah. I'll click on yes again, and it's going to take me there. It says sign in, it wants me to sign in with Google.
Okay. Weird. All right. But
I'm already signed into Google.
Yeah.
So I don't understand because, like, I exit out, I go to Google, I click on it, it says D, and it says manage your Google account. So, like, I don't understand.
Okay. We'll move on. We don't have to worry about it. It's one of the least important things. I've already got you on the calendar for 11 o'clock on Monday. And even without that response, they're still going to hold it for you.
Okay, good.
So we'll be good. We'll be good. I'll put a note in there that you did confirm. Just keep in mind, though, if you do need to reschedule, let us know as far in advance as you can.
I'll be working, but I'll probably be driving to the job, but I'll definitely make time for that phone call. It's way too important. I got to be up as soon as possible.
All right. Okay, so then I'm going to send you the price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that. So, $149. Okay. Make sure I got that right. There we go. Okay, and then that another email on the way. You don't have to do anything with it. I just want you to have it for your records. It's price and packages that I quoted you, so that you've got that. And then Plumomatic, Plumomatic. They're inker and... Okay. And is there an ink...
Is there what?
Go ahead. And that's the website address too. Oh, there it is. I got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. 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 And then, is there an Inc. or an LLC behind Plumomatic?
It's an LLC, and it's going to be switched to incorporated, but it's LLC legally right now.
Okay.
I got to call you guys and tell you when I change it, or does it matter?
It probably wouldn't matter, but it would be best if you'd call us and let us know. That way we can handle anything that needs to be handled from it. Okay. Okay, let's see. Call tracking, yes. So I'm going to send you another text. This one is... It's just information on that call tracking app, so you know what to expect from that. And then you've got an option. It's already included, so you don't have to pay anything extra for it, but it's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone, and the app itself will have its own local-to-you phone number. So what most of our clients will do is they'll use that as their business number, that app. That way you don't have to give up your personal cell phone number. You can keep personal business separate Is that something that you're interested in?
So you're saying that there's an app that will give me a routed number?
Yes. And it's kind of cool because you can have...
That just helped out a lot. I mean, I have numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, I have... like, right now, I have, like, 5 numbers. So, like, I'm good with easily getting 3 more locations because I got 3 more numbers. But
gotcha.
I'm thinking, like, how am I going to... That was, like, the one only thing, and I know what he did. He got a routed system, and it was dirt cheap. So I could always do that. But if Google, if you're saying there's an app that you guys got that will give me a routed number for each app like that, then 100%, then we could do that. I mean, I'm trying to think how that would work, because wouldn't I still need a number? Wouldn't they still know? Or, like, how does that work? I got a couple other phone numbers, but I'm just trying to... I know I'm going to need to get, like, that. I'm going to need a routed number at some point. I am going to need that for sure.
Okay, so I'm going to put you for a yes, and then you'll have to ask your tech exactly how that works. The other cool thing, though, any of your employees, they can download the app. You can give them a phone number. It doesn't cost anything extra to have more people on there. That way, too, if you ever have to give a client that employee's phone number, you give them the number to the app. But if you ever fire that employee or they take off or whatever, call us immediately and we can cut their line off so they can't post your clients that way. So,
okay.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, too, like, if they call, like, so, yeah, I'm trying to think, because, like, with this one, with the 784 one, yeah, I would like to use it eventually. I want to be able to go in and turn off. But ideally, I would like them, at least for all the straight-up ones that we got. Like, I got 5 numbers, you know, so I'm good kind of with the numbers. My brother put my other number on. I do have one more for the Southgate, because he used my second line for the Lincoln Park. This one's going on Dearborn Heights. And then I have another line, but I don't have a phone yet. I got to get a phone for 3 other lines, actually, I have on my account. But I just have to go get one to actually to make it to where that's, you know, that's a number too. You know, that's a number itself to where I could use it. But ideally, I would like them to see my number, because that's a number that you could see Dave having their phone for 10 years and it's not ever a routed number.
Right.
So when I call it should always be good.
Yep.
So.
Okay. That sounds good. Sounds like a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you want to show for hours of operation, Dylan?
24 hours.
Okay. And then do you want, again, there's no charge for it, payment integration on your website? So the ability to take, like, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
Through the website?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I could pay it through the website. That's something. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, we don't charge.
That I never had. That's cool. Then.
Oh,
It's
pretty amazing.
So will they, like, so they could go on and, like, I could send them a bill, or they'll just go on and they put, like, I don't really know how that works, but, I mean, it seems cool. I definitely am interested. I just don't know how it really works. I never use something like that.
So your tech will be able to walk you through it a little bit better than me. I know just from using Square for my own business, we didn't have Cash App and I hate PayPal I used to be a firearms instructor and they kept a bunch of my money because they said that's gun related. You can't do that. So it was tuition fees for their classes. Wasn't selling firearms. But even the tuition fees for a gun training class, PayPal, said, nope, it goes against our rules. We're keeping your money. So that I don't like them for that. But what I do know, you'd have to have an account with whichever, and it's super easy to set up. And if you wanted to go with Venmo, I hear that's a good one. It's super easy to set up. And then, yeah, you can send clients bills right through the Venmo. Send them to your website, click pay, and away they go. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
You will love it. All right. Let me make sure I've got everything. Now, what do you want for an address for the Dearborn Heights? A street address?
19216 Van Horn Street.
Van Horn or Van?
Born. Now, can we also make it to where the address is blocked?
Yes. Is that a home address?
No, that's not. But that one, see, that one we could use, actually. That I just want to know for the other ones, because the rest of them, no, they are going to be home addresses,
okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
If we could
block
the rest and just keep this one active.
You got it. So on this one, I'm putting, yes, publish the address. It's not a home address. And then for the other ones, though, we can do unpublished. We do that all the time. Google doesn't want people to know where you live either, so makes it a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Get over here and set up your subscription quick, and then we'll get payment info. So $149, and then this one, whoops, this one is not. This one's going to be $249 because we get the $100 in Facebook on this one. And then no setup.
And is Facebook, in your honest opinion, is it really worth it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
I know you said 50 cents for the ad and this and that. It doesn't seem legit.
I seriously never thought so either, and I've never been a big fan of Facebook. I mean, in any way, shape, or form. It was always a necessary evil sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But they've really done a lot for businesses just in the last couple of years. A lot of it is pandemic-related. During the pandemic, people, consumers, were working extra hard to keep their spending dollars local, and they've continued that trend even though the pandemic is over, and Facebook, in all their, infinite wisdom, took note, and they started creating more things for businesses to help them grow, and they're doing it right. They really are. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I like it for sure. I'm just worried because, like, I mean, supposedly I'm going to get, that's 200 clicks, you know? Am I going to get at least 50 calls, 25 calls off of, if it's $50, technically,
definitely.
Here's another thing I'm thinking, too. Is that for a click, or is that just for who sees it? Is that like a clickable ad, 50 cents, or like who clicks on the ad, or is like everybody's going to see it, and then just whoever sees it, hopefully they got a plumber, but you're still going to get charged, and that's how it can easily get from 50 cents to 100.
So just seeing the ad scrolling past and seeing your branding, your logo and such, doesn't cost you anything. It's only when they click the ad to call you.
So ideally, we should need a plumber. So ideally, just off that $100, I should get at least 20 calls, technically. I mean, 20 out of 200.
I would think.
I mean, if you think about it, that's 200 people that clicked on that. I should get at least 20 for that $100.
I think you'll get a good return on it.
And 20 calls for $100, I'm okay with. I would do that.
Okay.
I would do
that. All right.
But I just want to make sure now, okay, now I'm... next month comes, about other months out of that, and I'm getting billed constantly, but like, I'm not getting no calls from Facebook, but they're saying that I'm being seen and clicked that many times. So that might be an issue. I don't know.
Well, and let me know if it is, or you can even let your tech know too. You can always drop the Facebook later if it's not working for you. But yeah, let us know. No problem to take it back off. All right, Dylan. So I'm to the billing. Let's see here. My battery's going to die on my headset. Give me just one moment. Let me get my backup. Well, actually, you know what? Let me see if I can do this. Dylan, if I lose you in this process, I will call you back. But I'm just going to try and put you on my computer speaker, if that's all right.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me just one sec. Dylan?
Yes.
Okay, good. Got you back. Audio might not be quite as good. This is my backup set, and it's nowhere near the quality of my other ones. Okay, so, that's where we are. So, the phone number that would be attached to this credit card billing account, is that your ending in 1809?
Yeah.
And then the address for the card bill is sent.
For the office.
I'm sorry, one more time?
It's the address for the office. It's go to that office.
So is it 19216 Dearborn Road?
Yeah.
Or Van Bourne Road?
Mm-hmm.
Van Bourne.
Dearborn Heights, 48125.
Perfect. That Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Good question, actually. I'm about to check.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Something's weird with my credit card. I definitely got to call my credit card company.
Okay.
For sure I got to call them. I just checked both of my credit cards, which actually should be good. And there's actually funniness on both of them that does not make sense. Or I
got to... Oh, you got charges. Charges
that don't... Well, I don't have the amount on this card, which I should have it on this card, because I didn't spend the amount that it said I had. And I spent way less. And that one saying I only have 112 available. And then my other one says I have zero, which is completely wrong. And because my payment that I just called the bank to post with, I don't see that posted, and that was like 2 days ago.
Okay.
I just called the bank 2 days. So there should be no reason from 2 days ago today that that's not posted either. I got two issues with that. So I just got to figure out which card I'm going to use.
Why don't we do this so we can secure the listing for you? Let the card that you said you had the 100 and something on. Let's run it. A lot of times it'll let you go over by a couple bucks. It doesn't sound like it's much. You want to give it a shot? Send it. See if it goes through.
It's for if we could run like that one. I got 100. If we could run it the one for 100, I could do that. If we're able to do it until I fix it. Yeah.
No, it's actually not. So that one's gonna be $249 for the first one. Nope, it won't go.
I just gotta call the credit card companies real quick. What time are you gonna be until today?
Well, I'm actually supposed to be on the road going camping this weekend, but I'll stick around if you Want to give them a call?
If first thing tomorrow works, we can do first thing tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow I will be sleeping in on a mountain and no cell signal and no work.
Okay. Let me call them real quick then, and hopefully I reach
sure.
you. We're still good for Monday's appointment, and Monday I can pay you guys. Worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out, or how does it work?
Worst case, we'd need to do payment right away Monday morning, before
sure,
they'll do your onboaring call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
no, for sure.
Yep.
If we don't, I just want to make sure if we don't, you know, reach each other today or tomorrow, Monday is still for sure. You know.
Yes. I will hold it for you. Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
So
if it's not today or tomorrow, it would for sure be Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll hang out for, do you think a half hour is enough?
It should be. I got to call them. I know we got to call the bank. I just did it, and I'm not going to lie to you. Last time I was on the phone, I got disconnected through American Express twice, and I was on the phone for over an hour, and
I got
transferred 10 times. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was actually a very horrible experience, so I got to go do that again. I'm not looking forward to it, but I know I got to do it to get this process started.
No worries. So I'm going to hold this for you. Why don't you go ahead and call them? If you can text me or call me, even you know, text me while you're on hold with them or whatever, just let me know what's
for
going
sure.
on, and then
for sure.
we'll call.
As soon as I get done, I'll call or text, and then I'll
Perfect.
Just wait to hear back from you. But I'll let you know pretty much that I'm ready, and then I'll text you that I'm ready, and
okay.
then I'll pretty much wait to hear back from you.
Sounds good, and I'll hang out for another half hour, and if we miss each other, I will hold this for you just as is, and we'll take care of it Monday morning right away.
Sounds good, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you in a bit, Dylan. Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.